Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hannah Doris, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Day off today.
Good. Time. I'm glad to have you working on a day off, of course. Have you in here chatting to me. You've got a Lucozade bottle with your face on it. That's a pretty cool thing.
It's mad. I remember as a 5-6-year-old drinking it on the way to football training in Lachlan back home. So it's cool to come full circle in a way and see my face. I'm not sure it's the most complimentary picture, but
isn't it?
That's cool nonetheless.
It is cool. And so what is the story with Lucozade? Where is the collaboration come from?
Well, like I mentioned, I've been using their products for years, and it's a big part of what we do in rugby these days, hydration and getting our electrolytes and some carbs in pre and post training. So it's a product I've used anyway. And
yeah.
It came about a couple of years ago. I've been working with them for a year or so now.
And excellent. And that is such an important thing. I think, like, you know, I have a couple of friends who are or have been professional athletes. And sleep is one of the things I just learned immediately upon becoming friends with these people, of how important sleep is to a professional athlete. But also, like you said, hydration, diet, the right things, the right time. And rugby, I think, in particular, is very scientific nowadays. I mean, I played rugby up until I was in my 20s for Belvedere and Trinity. And, it wasn't. It was who's the biggest lad who can go to the gym and lift the most weights and he'll run through you at the weekend, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas now, like, there's so much science and you guys must adhere to that. Like, because you're being checked so regularly as well, right?
Definitely. Everything's measured these days. Mm. Everything from the meters we run, the speeds we run, weights we lift, what we eat, sleep, everything. Like, I'm wearing a Whoop here. A lot of lads would wear those to track.
I have one which is for absolutely no reason whatsoever. The least athletic person in Dublin right now is wearing a Whoop.
It's enjoyable though, isn't it?
Tracking trends. You know what? It is.
But yeah, you don't want to get too obsessed with it as well. There's obviously the subjective feeling as well, which is important. You kind of know yourself when you're ready to give a bit more and when you need to hold back a little bit, as well as the data. So they both kind of support each other. But it's gone up another level in terms of the analysis within sports, definitely.
And I do find that intriguing. Like, obviously, you know, your coaches, as you said, will have all this information, all this data. But there is the, I don't know what percentage it would be, but there is the unmeasurable, is Caelan Doris ready for this weekend? You know, has he shown me during training? You know, if you excuse yourself, say, look, I'm not going to do the thing on the Thursday because I really want to be ready for this. Like, the coaches have to manage that for a squad of, I don't know, whatever the size of a rugby squad is these days, in its 20s. Like, so there's a lot to take in, not just the empirical data says this, you know, so it must be tough on a coach.
Yeah, there's a lot for coaches to juggle, especially in an environment like Leinster where you've got so much young talent and also a lot of experience. But yeah, they take the data into account, but it's definitely not the full picture. They're obviously watching training, reviewing training, and ultimately it's how you train and your training habits which will determine if you're picked or not.
I love there's a phrase like, you know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Like, have you seen lads over the years who have had the absolute talent to do what needs to be done, but the hard work just escapes them for whatever reason? Like, have you seen that happen?
Yeah, I think a big part of that is the love for it.
Yeah.
Like, you see some lads in school who are just unbelievably talented but don't actually enjoy it that much. Mm. So when they kind of break out of school and go down the career route, it's not for them because they're not willing to put the work in because they don't enjoy it. So enjoyment is a central piece to it all. If you're enjoying something, you're naturally going to put more effort into it.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a big factor in what determines who actually kicks on another level.
Fair. And look, everything is very kind of high energy, right? You've got your Lucozade, you've got your training, you've got your playing. It's all intensive and it's the super kind of top 5% of your being. What about the opposite? What do you do when you just need to absolutely chill? Like, what's Caelan Doris looking at or listening to? Or
my favorite thing to do these days is sauna and ice bath.
Really?
There's plenty popping up around Dublin. It's becoming a bit of a saturated market, but I absolutely love that. Most evenings or post-training, we've got one in Leinster now as well. So hop in the sauna for a bit.
Heat up.
What's that?
Heat up really hot.
Heat up and then cool down, yeah. You feel great after it though, and just clears the mind, good for the body. So that's one of my favorite hobbies, is it.
And then when you get home then, like, is there, you know, are you, how do you have time to sit down and watch stuff on the telly or YouTube or whatever, like, or stream something, or is it intense enough that you're just, like, the focus is just on whatever you're doing at the weekend or whenever the next game is? Or
yeah, there's a fair bit of analysis and recovery that goes into it as well. So you might finish training at 3 or 4, but then you've got a bit of your own work to do in the evening as well. There is a bit of an opportunity for a bit of Netflix and kick the feet up at some stage as well. I'm living with three schoolmates now, which is a nice change from being with rugby lads previously.
So. Okay, see, actually, I read about that. So you were living with Hugo Keenan
and Ronan Kelleher.
And Ronan Kelleher. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, yeah, look, lads in their 20s, why wouldn't you all live together? But yeah, I wondered about that dynamic of, is it handier to have people who are in the same scenario as you, as in the same timetables, same, you know, work rate, same intensity, or a bunch of mates from home who are living completely different lives?
There's benefits to both, I think. Right. Like, I love the 2 years with the lads. We're actually in an estate with 10 Leinster lads, quite a small estate.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, we're spread across. We're taking over the estate a little bit. But yeah, you've got some benefits to it. Like, obviously, if you're, whatever, going for a sauna together, like I mentioned, or planning your week together in terms of training plan and pre and post training, or doing a bit of recovery in the evening, cooking together, those sort of things can be handy. But equally, it's nice having a bit more balance with schoolmates and switching off from rugby a little bit more in the evening. So it's been a nice change. I've been enjoying it.
Congratulations on Leinster's recent victory over La Rochelle. How was that? Like, it's an important game.
It was a very enjoyable one. We were over there, what, last November or November 23, for a pretty tough battle. So we know what it's like going over to France in general, but specifically La Rochelle is a pretty tough place to go, tough team to play against generally, especially at home. They always have their little tricks to try and create a bit of chaos for us. So we were aware of what we were going into. There's obviously been a good rivalry there with them over the last number of years. Them having come out on top in some of the bigger games and finals, specifically, us having had a few good results against them lately. So,
and Mr. Ronan O'Gara, of course, added into the mix just to make things spicy.
There's definitely that as well. Yeah. But no, it's always a very enjoyable game against them. It feels like there's a bit more of a physical edge to it, given the kind of rivalry and a bit of niggle off the ball as well, which is always enjoyable. But it was right down to the wire. We won over there the last time with a last minute kick, and it almost felt like it was going to be the reversal this week, but thankfully it fell just short.
And then Ireland is an interesting scenario now. Simon Easterby is going to coach now, you know, that seems like a natural kind of progression in some ways, but how does that affect you guys as players? Because even if, you know, if the change is temporary, or if you're still going to end up back in the familiar scenario in the future, new manager, new coach, therefore, new opportunities, I would say, for everybody, but also new pressure on everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Simon has so much respect amongst the group. He's obviously been there under Faz for a number of years at this stage, and he's a quality coach and a very nice fella who's well-liked and well-respected by everyone. So I think there's a lot of faith in him. I think there's also going to be a bit more of an onus on the leadership group to step up a little bit and assist him.
You certainly being there, right?
Yeah, along with some very other important lads who, when I was captain in November, assisted me and allowed me to lean on them quite a bit. So it's always a group effort. But someone like Faz, who's been unbelievable for us and is such a big figure and character within the squad, there's probably, like I say, an onus on everyone else to maybe step up and take the weight a little bit, spread it across. So we've had it in the past with guys like Johnny and Earlsey leaving. And
of course,
there is a void, but instead of the void being filled by one person, it spread across the group a little bit.
Speaking of being captain, very briefly, like, there must be a lot going on in that role that isn't simply just getting the lads in the huddle before the match and shouting at them. You know, like, I imagine there's a whole lot of admin and stuff that goes on in there. And, you know, you hear about this sometimes if you listen to, you know, I love football, so I listen to a lot of football podcasts, and you hear captains talking about, you know, the admin, the kind of team admin that's involved. Is there a bit of that in the rugby stuff as well?
A little bit. Not probably as much as football. Roy Keane came into us in camp a few years back and spoke about the hassle he had with the admin kind of stuff and dealing with tickets and sorting all that off, that sort of stuff out. But we don't have as much of that. We've got very good people around us who look after that. So it allows us to put more of a focus into the 80 minutes at the weekend.
Very important.
Yeah, which is good. There are obviously more responsibilities, some media stuff. You're kind of taking a wider look at things in terms of the whole team and what's needed and training, as opposed to just your game. But I think you can't forego your plan and your game and your preparation for the team. You got to be able to do both.
You have to balance both, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest influence you can have is how you play in the 80 minutes, I think.
So yeah, that's fair.
I'm trying to get that right first.
Excellent. Right. Quick fire round before I let you go. I ask all my guests the same questions. Right. So who is the most famous person in your phone? So either phone contact or someone who has kind of DM'd you, or
Instagram.
Yeah.
no DMs, but Andrew Huberman. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he still follows me.
See, the Huberman Labs, the podcast guy, is that him?
Yeah. So I met him over in LA through my brother. But yeah, he might have unfollowed me at this stage, I'm sure.
Count him for sure. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. I know you went to such a small school. There was only two boys in your class. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. 35 altogether.
35 altogether in the whole school. Wow. Think back to then, say second class, 8 years old. Did you bring a lunchbox into school? And what was in it if you did?
I used to be very embarrassed about my mother's lunches. I'd leave them in my bag, rotten old sandwiches. And, yeah. Not a whole lot of effort went into
any those snacks?
For a few years anyway. Maybe raisins if I was lucky.
Okay, a little box.
Nothing special.
Okay. And the final question I ask everyone, and training doesn't count because I realize you'll get filthy in training if you're training on grass. But if you're just hopping into the shower before a night out, Caelan Doris, do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
My legs?
Yeah, specifically.
Like scrub them with shampoo?
Yeah.
Probably not. No,
which is fine. Like after training, I can imagine it's probably
mud,
important.
I wiped mud off, but
sure.
I'm sure I'm scrubbing myself with shampoo.
I'm glad to hear it. Caelan Doris, Leinster captain, working with Lucozade as well. Check out the Caelan Doris limited edition Lucozade sport bottle. Thank you so much for coming in. Best luck with Leinster and best luck with Ireland in the Six Nations.
Thanks very much. Enjoy chatting.
Dave Moore on Today FM.